President Trump has been meeting with House and Senate leaders today to work out a deal to end the partial government shutdown that's now in its 13th day. The president is still adamant that he will veto any spending bill that doesn't include $5 billion for a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. And Democrats insist they won't give him the money for the wall. Joining us now is NPR Scott Detrow. Scott, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, what do you know about any progress toward ending the shutdown?
Well, a meeting began at 11:30 Eastern between President Trump and the so-called Big Eight, the top two congressional leaders from each caucus. And as of right now, that meeting is still going on. No one has emerged from the White House. So in terms of the absolute latest, I do not know anything, but I think I know this. Not many people, maybe they'll surprise us and come out and announce a grand deal, but very unlikely to make progress in this meeting. And here's why. It's what you said. Both sides are so dug in, it's hard to see any middle ground.
Well, let's look at what happened last night. The House passed two funding bills, one a short-term bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security for another month, another one to fund the rest of the federal government that's currently without funding through September. These would end the shutdown. Now, some House Republicans actually voted for these measures. So is this a bipartisan compromise we're looking for?
Not really in the current situation. You're right. Five and then seven House Republicans voted for these measures. And the bill is almost identical to what the Senate unanimously passed just a few weeks ago before the shutdown began. The thing that changed, though, is that President Trump insisted that he'd shifted course and insisted he wouldn't sign anything without the border wall money. And that brought almost every Republican along with him, saying that they wouldn't support that either. So Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, has said that the Senate will not take up these two bills the House passed because he said he is not calling a vote on anything that President Trump wouldn't sign. And President Trump has issued a veto threat on those measures.
But there are some who disagree with that in his own party. Republican Senators Cory Gardner and Susan Collins say they want the shutdown to end. How much pressure can they and perhaps others eventually apply to Mitch McConnell?
Well, the thing to note about them is that they are both up for re-election next year in moderate Democrat-leaning states. So they're certainly among the first to feel the pressure. Right now, even though Democrats won so big in the House, Republicans gained a couple seats in the Senate. So it's not a situation where Mitch McConnell needs every single Republican vote like he did the last session. But that was an interesting early crack in the Republican facade. And one of the things we're looking closely for is do any other high-profile Republicans join those two?
There's talk that there may be a compromise that includes wall funding in exchange for protecting Dreamers, Dreamers being the immigrants who were brought here illegally when they were just young children. Any knowledge of any movement along those lines?
That's one of the things we're going to be asking about and listening for once this meeting breaks up. Right now, that hasn't really been a serious proposal. It's more so been something issued or suggested from people not involved in the direct negotiations. One of the things that Democrats have been frustrated by is the fact that President Trump keeps changing his mind. It keeps undercutting things put forward by other members of the White House, including Vice President Mike Pence. Democrats have said it makes no sense to negotiate with anyone but President Trump because he keeps undercutting people who work for him. So they're in the room with him right now. We'll see if that gets anywhere.
Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican senator, says that a deal with no funding for the wall would do damage to President Trump. On the other hand, I wonder who's likely to pay the political price if the shutdown drags on into a third week.
Yeah, one of the strangest dynamics of the shutdown, which is two full weeks now, is that you haven't seen either side, with the exceptions of a couple lawmakers, like we mentioned, Gardner and Collins, feeling like, oh my gosh, we're feeling the pressure here. We're feeling the effect of this shutdown. I do think the longer this goes, the more that changes, the more actual paydays are missed by federal workers and things like that. But so far, we haven't seen that many polling numbers, among other things, to get a sense of who voters are blaming for this, which is always, of course, the most important aspect of a government shutdown.
And who they blame on Election Day as well.
Yes, but the one thing that politicians involved in this have going for them is that at the moment, Election Day is very far away.
Scott Detrow, NPR congressional correspondent. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.